Item number 22, from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, mm-hmm. submitting an informational report relative to appointments at an advanced step of the pay range. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Supervisor Cohen.
Ms. Mitchell, we had a chance to discuss this item a little bit privately, and then I had asked about one person in particular, or one position particularly, as to why that was being hired at a higher rate, and I was told that someone would get back to me. I don't think anybody has, so I guess we've got to do this publicly. Can you tell me why we need to hire a real estate agent at $55,000 rather than $50,000?
You said 55 rather than 50? Is that what you're...
Yeah. If I'm looking at the right report.
Step four, yeah. Step one.
A couple things. The real estate agent position, as you know, we're going through a compensation project, so a lot of our titles will be cleaned up, and I would liken this to a real estate project manager type of role. But the candidate came in with 10 years of experience, so we typically are going to look at what they're making now as we make the job offer and then make an offer that's, something that would attract them to come here. That makes sense.
Can I just follow up?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I guess what concerns me, and this is just sort of nitpicking, all these other positions, most of them are, physicians and people at BHD and positions that are tough to fill. I got to guess hiring a real estate agent from Milwaukee County would not be the most difficult position to fill. And it seems as though, you've said in the past, I think both publicly and privately, you're going through a compensation study and you're cleaning up these rates. And so, the justification on this one just isn't that great to me. I mean, New hire appointment, 10-plus years experience. There's no justification that we need 10-plus years of experience. There's no justification. So, I guess, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we separate the real estate agent from the rest of them, and I would ask that we get more information on that and hold the real estate agent one until next month.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mr. Cady, were you going to say something?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, unlike some of the other informational reports you have before you, this hire has been made, and that person is in that salary. This is not an opportunity, one of the reports that the supervisors have an opportunity to object to. It's just allowing, it's an informational report that it allows you to see what appointments at advanced step that the Director of Human Resources has already approved.
Okay. Well, then, given that information, I don't know that we need to waste our time on these reports anymore. I mean, I guess it's interesting to know, but, why do we need to take time to print the paper and look at this when we can't do anything either for the next real estate agent or the next doctor or the next, I guess I don't need to hear that stuff anymore for me personally. It's just, I guess that's all I got to say. So I'll leave it at that.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. And I understand your frustration on this. And again, this is, we want to micromanage departments. We want to just get involved in it. But, again, here, as when the budget comes, we say, well, we need, 18 full-time employees, and then you hire... 14 in full-time employees, and then you don't fill the position, so you can do your budget, and that's fine. I mean, I want to give some latitude to departments to do it, but the other hand is, and we've talked about these things before, and I guess it just points up the point that, and I hate to ask you two gentlemen to do more work, but the point is, I think you have to ask these kinds of things in agenda setting, because when it gets to us, it's after the fact for the most part. So, we're going to be doing, and we got into all sorts of trouble, but, that was a county executive. I'm sorry to say again, we got one person got a $20,000 raise. There was all sorts of controversy, and we had another person in the position. But I think you need to, I'm asking you to take on more responsibility, I guess, both of you gentlemen, okay, or whoever the chairman would be, okay, is that you have to ask these questions, and, you know, you can take time at a agenda setting. I mean, you know, we're here for hours already. I mean, you know, I got quite a few questions on a number of things, but, you know, I'm trusting departments are looking. I'm trusting that you're looking at them a little bit and making sure we're doing fine because, you know, further experience. So we don't give people raises, and everybody complains, you know, and we agonize in the budget to keep people 1.5s or whatever, but people get, you know, higher classifications, and you can play these, you can reward people, you can, you know, put them up and give them $2,000, $5,000, okay? And then, so we catch the ones that are absolutely ridiculous, okay? And we do something about those. But, you know, this is fairness to everybody. And, you know, if I'm misstating, I'm very, very fine with you answering this, okay? But, again, yeah, this is a waste of time, you know, because if it's all done already, but then at least in agenda setting, you can take the time to go through, so at least we feel good about it. We're protecting ourselves here, and we're treating people fairly here. We're not making, you know, exceptions for a county executive who likes this person. Okay, he wanted to give this person $10,000, this person $20,000. Why, everybody else stays the same. So, am I way off base here?
Or that's Supervisor Cohen, then I have a comment.
Just so the record's clear, I mean, I did ask the question at agenda setting.
Okay.
And I asked why we did this and got sort of the same kind of, you know, bureaucratic answer. No insults intended, but I sort of like, well, you know, maybe this, maybe that, and then to Director Mitchell's credit, I don't think she necessarily knew the situation, so she was giving me the best answer she could. I said, well, can you find out who this person is and get me the name? I was told yes, and that was last week, and I haven't heard anything, so I brought it up today. So I did ask. I was never told, well, you can't do anything about this if you want to anyway, but now I'm told that, so I guess, I don't know that, like I said, I don't need to hear these reports anymore.
Well, And I will say, and my comment before we get to Director Mitchell, is that we've been admonished, at least chairs of committees have been admonished with respect to how far we can go as it relates to agenda setting. The purpose of agenda setting is to have a reading of the item, to have bare bones explanation about what the item is without a lot of detail, and that's the way agenda setting is supposed to go. Otherwise, we're in violation of some administrative rules. So that's how it goes. But nevertheless, Supervisor Cullen did record that he had a problem with respect to this real estate position. And if you look at a lot of these positions, we could have problems with them. But on the other hand, for this particular item, there's nothing can be done about it. The people are hired, they're in place, this is informational, and then there are some items for which if we want to isolate or separate or pull out positions, we can do that according to the rules that we've been given. Director Mitchell?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Just to remind you, a few cycles back, maybe 4 months ago, Rick and I had brought forward a proposal to simplify what it is that we're bringing forward and eliminate some of these reports that are simply informational. Because really, we can provide information at any time it's needed. It doesn't have to be a committee necessarily. So at that time, I think this group wasn't ready for that. But if you're interested, we can bring that back next cycle and move forward with that. We're happy to do that.
Any other Supervisor Stanford?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, then that brings up a new topic. For my information, when is the opportunity to question positions or be able to do something about it if it's not agenda setting? Or is it agenda setting?
Not agenda setting. What I'm getting at is this. There's to be a lot of detail at agenda setting because then there's violations of open meetings law potentially speaking, and we've been admonished about that. All the chairs have been told about that, and we don't want to be in violation of the law. So in other words, one time I asked a question as related to disadvantaged business enterprise, an item as related to carryovers or something like that. I had gone too far in asking, and on the other hand, the departmental people, staff people can give us too much information.
So it can be from our side, and it can also be from the department side, that we can be in violation of open meetings laws. So, again, the idea at agenda setting is to introduce the item, to take a look at it. If there are any concerns, bring them up, but not get into a lot of detail. That's the purpose of the meeting, to go into detail, to ask two or three or four questions, maybe, if that is what you want to do. But that is the time to ask detailed questions regarding items that are before us at the committee meeting itself.
Okay.
And that's why we go, that's why we read the materials. If we have questions, come up with the questions and then present them to those who are in front of us. Or summon someone who can answer the question. If not then, then temporarily lay the over item and address it later.
Yes, Supervisor. However, like today, we were, Cullen has a concern, but he's unable to question or make a decision. Is that at agenda setting, or is that should
no,
that
that's be? No, that's according to administrative rules. That's according to how this is set up. For this particular item, the decisions have been made, people have been hired.
Before
as opposed to a classification, as opposed to looking at a classification and deciding whether a classification should go up, down, sideways, stay the same, or whatever. These people are already in place, so this is an informational item.
I know. What I'm asking is what Supervisor Cullen is questioning. When is the opportunity to either prevent or support or question a position before or after, or is there an opportunity?
Not for this particular item.
Position.
Director Mitchell, if you'd like to elucidate. If you'd like to further explain. This particular item, I think.
So there is no opportunity.
We're just limited on this particular item.
Okay, so they can hire if they want to without the board's approval.
Well,
right.
Yeah, they do that anyway, but this is informational for us. They're giving us information. So we are not about the business of micromanaging to the point where we don't like this, so let's get rid of this person because this person's being paid more than we thought this person should get.
No, I wasn't saying that.
Okay, well, I'm just saying we're not into it. Any further comments for this particular item? Go ahead, sir.
I think you covered it pretty well, but if you just look at the reports that are front of you on the agenda itself, you'll see some are informational. For example, item 20 is recommendations be implemented unless the supervisor is the same.
Yeah.
So that's your opportunity on that report. The others are just informational.
Yes.
You'll see the ones that you'll
get. We're on item 20.
I mean, it says it's informational on the agenda.
Yes, sir.
I mean, Mr. Cady, as I look, maybe I'm misunderstanding what you're saying. As I'm looking at item 22, it says informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. That's why I thought we had the chance to take some action.
Yes, and that's typically the standard boilerplate, but as you can see, the item 20 is the one where it's an informational report. You could take another action that may be related to that topic, but not necessarily related to that position.
Yes.
Okay.
So would it be, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Would it be more proper for an item like 22 to just say informational only, since we can what could we direct
right.
by the committee to do with this report?
I probably think of several things.
Yeah, me too.
The sun don't shine or something.
And we could direct
the department to do different things, come back and study. There are a lot of things you could do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Item 20.
And then,